ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कांटो 4 चैप्टर नंबर 29 टेक्स्ट नंबर 39 एंड 40। यत्र यत्र भागवतः राजन् साधवः विशद आशयः भगवत् गुण अनुकंठन श्रवण व्यग्र चेतसः तस्मिन् महत् मुखरिताः मधुभित् चरित्र पीयूष शेष सरितः परितः श्रवन्ति ताः ये पिबन्ति अविस्तृशः नृप घाध कर्णैः तान् न स्पृशन्ति असन त्रित भय शोक मोहः। यत्र भागवता राजन् साधवो विशदाशयः भगवद्गुणानुकथन् श्रवणस्य व्यगर्चेत्तसः। यत्र भागवता राजन् साधवो विशदाशयः भगवद्गुणानुकथन् श्रवणव्यग्रचेतसः। यत्र भागवता राजन् साधवो विशदाशयः भगवद्गुणानुकथन् श्रवणव्यग्रचेतसः।
यत्र भगवता राजन् साधवो विशदाशयः भगवद्गुणानुकथन् श्रवणव्यग्रचेतसः।
यत्र भगवता राजन्
अदर वर्स गोज लाइक दिस तस्मिन् महन् मुखरिता मधुमिर्चरित्र पीयूषशेष सरित परितः स्रवन्ति ताये पिबन्त्य वितृप्तो नृपघाड़ कर्णै तांस्त्र Prasaskyanmasanbrandabhayashokamoha.
Yatra.
Where?
Bhagavataha.
Great devotees.
Rajan.
O king.
Sadavaha.
Saintly persons.
Vishada
ashayaha.
Broad-minded.
Bhagavat.
Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Guna.
The qualities.
Anukanthana.
To regularly recite.
Tasmin.
There.
Mahat.
Of great saintly persons.
Mukharitaha.
Emanating from the mouths.
Madhubit.
Of the killer of Madhu demon.
Charitra.
The activities of character.
Piyusha.
Of nectar.
Shesha.
Surplus.
Saritaha.
Rivers.
Paritaha.
All around.
Shravanti.
Flow.
Ta.
All of them.
Ye.
Dehu.
Pibanti.
Drink.
Avistrashaha.
Without being satisfied.
Nripa.
O king.
Gadha.
Attentive.
Karnaihi.
With their ears.
Tan.
Them.
Na.
Never.
Sprashanti.
Touch.
Asana.
Hunger.
Trisha.
Thirst.
Bhaya.
Fear.
Shoka.
Lamentation.
Mohaha.
Illusion.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace,
Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
My dear King, in the place where pure devotees live, following the rules and regulations, and thus purely conscious and engaged with great eagerness in hearing and chanting of the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in that place, if one gets a chance to hear their constant flow of nectar, which is exactly like the waves of a river, one will forget the necessity of life, namely the hunger, thirst, and become immune to all kinds of fear, lamentation, and illusion. The cultivation of Krishna consciousness is possible where great devotees live together and constantly engage in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In a holy place like Vrindavan, there are many devotees constantly engaged in chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. If one gets the chance to hear from pure devotees in such a place, allowing the constant flow of the river of nectar to come from their mouths of pure devotees, then the cultivation of Krishna consciousness becomes very easy. When one is engaged in constantly hearing the glories of the Lord, he certainly rises above the bodily conception. When one is in the bodily conception, he feels pangs of hunger and thirst, fear, lamentation, and illusion. But when one is engaged in hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord, he transcends the bodily conception. The word Bhagavad Gunanukandhanas Sravana Vyagra Chetasaha, meaning always eager to find the place where the glories of the Lord are being heard and chanted. It is significant in this verse. A businessman is very eager, always eager to go to a place where business is transacted. Similarly, a devotee is very eager to hear from the lips of liberated devotees. As soon as one hears the glories of the Lord from the liberated devotees, he immediately becomes impregnated with Krishna consciousness. This is also confirmed in another verse. Satam prasangam mamavirya sambidav bhavantirat karnar sayana katha tajjoshanavam apavargavartamani shaddharati bhakti anakramashyati. In the association of pure devotees, discussion of the pastimes of activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is very pleasing and satisfying to ear and to the heart. By cultivating such knowledge, one gradually becomes advanced on the path of liberation, and thereafter he is freed and his attraction becomes fixed. Then the real devotion and devotional service begins. This is given by Kapila Dev in to Devahuti in Bhagavad, 3rd canto, 25th chapter and 25th verse. In the association of the pure devotees, one becomes attached to hearing and chanting the glories of the Lord. In this way, one can cultivate Krishna consciousness, and as soon as this cultivation is advanced, one can become faithful to the Lord, devoted to the Lord, and attached to the Lord. And thus, one can quickly attain full Krishna consciousness. The secret of success in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from the right person. A Krishna conscious person is never disturbed by the bodily necessities, namely eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshul Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jutapadakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tantam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padhan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanutanscha He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dina Bandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastade Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Sri Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrunda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Yatra Bhagavata Rajan Sadhava Vishada Dasyaha Bhagavad Gunanu Kanthan Sravanam Vyagra Chetasaha Tasmin Mahan Mukharita Madhubhiksharitra Piyushashesha Sarita Paritaha Sravanti Taye Pibanti Avishtro Nrupa Ghad Karanes Tan Nas Prashanti As Nastrat Bhayashoka Moha. Srila Prabhupada says in the last sentence, a Krishna conscious person is never disturbed by the bodily necessities, namely eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Because these are the animal propensities, and a human being is supposed to rise above these propensities. There is no other process to rise above except Krishna consciousness. And we see the result here by constant chanting and hearing about the transcendental activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead from right source. If it is conducted, then establishment of the bhakti, the loving devotional service, is an irrevocable fact. It is said that this bhagavat process which is transcendental, that simply we resort on the name, fame, qualities, etc. of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When it is told by Him or told about Him, becomes the perfect method. In the first canto, second chapter, the whole process is described. That if we constantly take opportunity to hear and chant in the association of pure devotees, as a regular duty, then soon the establishment of the Lord within the heart becomes a real fact. Nasta prayeshu abhadreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya. Bhagavati uttam sloke bhaktir bhavati naishthiki. Naishthiki bhakti, establishment of this bhakti, is the result of regulated devotional service. Srila Prabhupada emphasized on regulated devotional service, not occasional devotional service. It should be regulated. And householders, even up to the level of Brahman, must establish within their home an altar so the worship can continue. Even on their job, somehow or another, if they can establish an altar, you know, a simple altar, but which will be a constant reminder once devotional service will become regulated. Wherever they go, wherever their process, just establish a small altar. In Bhaktivedanta Hospital, every doctor room has an altar of their own. There is a common temple, and anybody comes and worship. In the entrance, all the staff regularly, get together to worship Srila Prabhupada. Like Guru Puja is going on, you know, early in the morning before starting the services. So, it becomes a very exemplary situation where establishment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the heart of that devotee, it will be an irrevocable fact. Naishthiki bhakti is very important. Otherwise, what is the difference between Shraddha and Nishtha? Shraddha is a developing faith where the primary requisite of knowledge about Shraddha should be there. Shraddhanam. The dhya or the intelligence should be resting on the eternal principle. So, one has to cultivate by practice. So, naturally the Shraddha will be very tender in the beginning. Komal Shraddha. But it should be matured. Just like a flowering bud has to mature in a full-grown bloom of flower. And that is offerable. So in the same way, our Shraddha should mature. So there is a development. Adav Shraddha Tadav Sadhu Sangata Bhajana Kriya Atha Anarthan Nivrutti Shya. These are the principles of regulated practice. Then Nishtha comes. Nishtha means the faith that has been now verified and become unshakable. This is no more a developing stage. It is perfected stage of the faith. So Nishtha, here it also says, when it is Nishtha, then whatever we gain about Krishna consciousness remains as a permanent effect. It cannot be revoked. So, this is Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. And through Maharaj's advice by Manu Maharaj, is that he is recommending that instead of engagement into the fear of this, I mean the activities of containing the fear, Madhu Brit is the word used that Madhu is the name of a demon. Krishna is called Madhuha, Madhusudan, means the killer of the demon Madhu. And here it is, Madhu Bhik means of the killer of the Madhu demon. Krishna doesn't spare him. Actually, we are all tempted by something attractive, sweet, and but in the material world, we should fear of such things. Then overindulgence in them will cause a problem. Even though we like, we do not want to take bitter things. We like only sweet things. But the taste of Krishna consciousness or the practice of it, in the beginning, it is little bit of bitter. Bitterness means it is difficult to practice. You know, we have to go against the grain, against the flow of the time, against and make our effort. It's austere, very, very difficult. But still, if we practice by taking a voluntary inconvenience, you know, the result will be sweet. In the beginning, because it's against our desire even to indulge, but somebody tells and we do, or we are supposed to be forced in one sense, by association, peer pressure will tell us, have you chanted 16 rounds? No, we are useless. So we don't want to keep up the company, but yet we are having difficulty. But it's an encouragement. So in the beginning we resist. We say in the beginning it will be bitter. But the result is yatadagre vishamiva pariname amrutapamam. It will be nectarian because it takes us to the realm of amrutam. Pibanti rasamalayam. That is also declared for Srimad Bhagavatam. The nigama kalpata rur galitam phalam sukamukha dravya amruta sanyutam pibata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhura orasika bhavi bhavuka. Because this narrations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are so transcendental that if we engage our ear and heart together, ear and the heart together, the flow of the exchange of the nectarian mellows of the transcendental topics will certainly establish us on the path of pure bhakti. First, it would eradicate our fearful situation. It will put us on the path of liberation, and then stage-wise, the requisition of the transcendental devotional service, parabhakti, shraddha, and the faith pertaining to that will be established. Then rati means akarshan, means attraction will be established, and then bhakti will manifest in stage wise. The verse told by Kapil Dev to Devahuti has been cited by Srila Prabhupada, that satam prasangam mama virya sambhita bhavanti radhakarana rasayana katha. In the association of the pure devotees, we can feel the divine strength of the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the narration of his transcendental activities. These activities are superhuman. They are endowed with some inconceivable potency. So for example, an inconceivable act is being performed. So naturally, in the transcendental realm, the narration is also inconceivable. One who describes it. And because it's transcendental nature, the effect is also inconceivable. But one who describes should be also on the platform of transcendental nature. So therefore, a proper effect is conveyed. So Kapil Dev is telling, in association of the devotees, satam means those who are purified, you know, my strength will be realized through the hearing and chanting. Where an appropriate hearing. Here it is said for hearing, ghad karanaihi. Ghad karna means ear, ghad means very deeply attentive. Make our ears ready to hear the transcendental vibration of Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It's the vibrations we are supposed to hear. Don't think of anything, even the form of Krishna, what to speak of his pastimes while chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. No, hear the vibrations. Bhavanti Radha Karana Rasayana Katha. Because the transcendental topic are divine in themselves to produce the effect. Why do we listen to our mind to concentrate on the form of the Lord instead of the holy vibration? Means we think we are better than somebody. The false ego unknowingly dictates us to do something that we do not give a proper oral reception to the holy name. And therefore, even though we may be enthused to continue, but we are still chanting in Abhas, unclearing stage. And therefore, we keep on harboring so many anarthas in our heart. Just chant loudly and let them all enter into your ear. This chanting, whatever the vibrations your mouth is creating, let them enter into your ear. That is called japa. If you are able to let them enter 100%, well and good. But our chanting is spread throughout. We might let somebody else hear better than what we are hearing. So somebody says, hey, you are not chanting properly. Chant properly. Our attention is somewhere in a lousy way. We sit in a very bad posture, or, you know, in an easy way. And Prabhupada would say, sit properly. He will interject into it, you know. So, the glorification of the transcendental topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is to be received through oral reception in concentrated way. How would you gather all the vibrations they are spreading away? How would you gather them and put them into your ear? Can you collect them? They are dispersing. But concentrated hearing, attentive hearing, is also the make of inner mindset. If our mindset is that, no, I will try to hear my own chanting, then definitely that transcendental sound itself is, you know, sufficient to act and will create good results. So we will be able to go to the advanced stage, you know, Madhyamadhikari level, and then regulate it. But unless and until we have learned how to hear, you know, we will not be able to gain anything. We will not be called intelligent people. It's not Srila Prabhupada says many a times, the one who understands simply by hearing and act accordingly is the best way to learn, best way to become intelligent. But the asses, they want to do the experiment themselves and then learn. Unless and until they get the kicks, they will not learn. So hearing is the best process, you know. Therefore, it dominates all the other processes in Navadha Bhakti. First and foremost is hearing. If you are not ready to hear, why to chant? One may say that. But no, somehow or another, you know, your own vibrations will fall on your ear, you know, too, at least some, but it will awaken you gradually. So, in a concentrated chanting, means we have to hear ourselves the maximum of what our chanting vibrations are coming. We have to hear by our mindset. Then and then, irrevocable fact of establishment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in our heart will occur. Not otherwise. And it's easy to practice this. Sit down in a corner. Don't cultivate habit to chant in a casual way when a lot of talks are going. And try to take up the early morning, you know, hours of Brahma Murt, where mode of goodness is very conducive to hear the chanting. Take it, you know. So in this way, we have to take the opportunity. Now the devotees are conducting many retreats for chanting alone, you know, which is an essential fact. In our ISKCON movement, it is so dynamic, so we dovetail all our activities and attention to the activities related to Krishna consciousness, and somehow or another try to connect with it, struggle to connect, you know, with a lot of difficulties. And it is so diversified that most of the devotees are poor in chanting. They are poor in the most fundamental aspect of chanting. But here it is said, Bhavanti Radha Karana Rasayana Katha. The manifestation of the exchanges of the mellows between heart and ear should be there. It also means that we should hear through the ear and let it go in the heart. Sometimes we become so much careless that familiarity, you know, breeds contempt. So, oh yeah, I'm chanting. Yeah, I know, I have to chant. But we don't allow it to enter into our own heart. So the transcendental effect never comes. We are remaining at distance through the chanting. For the purpose of the chanting is to establish the Lord within our own heart, because the holy name is non-different from the Lord. If it does not establish in the heart, then how he is going to be manifest on the tongue, even dancing? So, tajjoshanavam apavarga vartamani, the transcendental effect will subside our dying process. The dying process includes working hard like a donkey, get exhausted, then needs the result of the fruit just to maintain our sense gratification. So we get tightly bound up by the reactions. So bondage is the burden. Then we get fear because we are bound up. And fear leads us to death. So papabhama is called pavarga. Pa means parishram. Pa means exhaustion, hena. Ba means bandhan, bondage. Bha means bhaya, fear. And ma means mrityu. So, tajjoshanamam apavargavartamani. Apa means reverse to the papabhama. Or it is opposite of the dying process, means mukti, liberation. Apavarga means liberation. This hearing and chanting will cause the effect that we will be liberated from the material conception. We'll be establishing in an eternal fact where there is no papabhama. For the soul, there is no papabhama. Under ignorance, we think we are this body, therefore there is papabhama. Shraddha, rati, bhakti, anukrama, shyati, they will develop. The required faith for transcendental loving devotion will generate. That is called parabhakti. Parabhakti always starts after liberation. But we are given the direct access to perform. And by cultivating a proper hearing and chanting, we can also gain the parabhakti. But liberation is essential. If we don't care for liberation, then chanting will not be proper. We'll be again in the mixed modes of devotional service. It is said, Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kankshati samat sarveshu bhuteshu madbhaktim labate param. Parabhakti begins after liberation. In a liberated state, how does a person behave? Na shochati. He doesn't lament. Na kankshati. He does not hanker. He does not have fear. He does not have attachment. He does not have, fear, lamentation and illusion. He is free from. He does not. So, na shochati, na kankshati. And he becomes samat sarveshu bhuteshu. He develops an equal vision to see that Paramatma who is equal in everyone's heart. So he sees that. And he is fulfilling the desire of all individual living entities. Whether the individual living entity knows or not. But the one who simply concentrates on the Paramatma feature, he is always in tune with the Lord's function. Therefore, he does not discriminate anybody. Otherwise, if he sees a dog, why should he discriminate? He should somebody, a chandal, a dog eater. He is not discriminating. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmane gavihastini sunichaiva svapakecha pandita samadarshina. Those who are learned in the science of transcendental nature, who has become free, those who have become free from the material conception, they see in the Brahman, in the elephant, cow, dog and dog eater, the Supreme Personality of Godhead situated as Paramatma on the equal level. And therefore, he has nothing to gain or lose. So why should he hanker or why should he lament either? Such a liberated person can get the access to the transcendental loving devotional service, which is called parabhakti. Para means transcendental. Liberation is the threshold of transcendence, where you give up the bodily conception. I, me, mine, whatever that comes to attachment. So, liberation is essential to enter into parabhakti. And Prabhupada said, here is the direct process of proper hearing and chanting. It puts us on the tajyoshanavam apavargavartamani, on the path of liberation, where the pertinent faith of transcendental loving devotional service will be created. And then after, attraction to the Supreme Personality, who is the transcendental moiety, chief moiety, he is there. So, and bhakti, transaction of or interaction with him in devotion will be there. So, that comes stage-wise, one after another. So, in scientific process, the successive development of characters becomes the proof of the direct observance. Direct pratyaksha avagamam. Pratyaksha means it will be directly manifesting and it can be recorded. It does not happen other way around. So, this is a very, very scientific provable fact. Therefore, it is said, the establishment of the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be in the heart of such a practitioner. It is an irrevocable fact. One cannot refute it. One cannot refute it. So, Dhruva Maharaj's advice, just chant Hare Krishna, give up fighting. But it has profound meaning. It's not that, but it is the ultimate of all instructions. When we are confused, if we apply this philosophy, just chant Hare Krishna, you will be at peace. There is no exaggeration in it, neither there is undermining of any seriousness of material problem. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, there is no greater difficulty or problematic in the material world other than one's own ignorance about the reality. There is no greater danger. The danger that is created by our own ignorance is the greatest danger than other, dangers that we are trying to acquire security for. The greatest danger is one's own ignorance about his own reality. Therefore, even a slight advancement in this path will save one from the greatest danger of falling back into the material existence. Svalpamasya dharmasya trayate mahatopayat. So, this is pretty important instruction, that wherever the transcendental topics of the Lord are heard and chanted in the association of pure devotees, definitely it will create miracles. Unknowingly, we also try to associate wherever such topics are discussed, but we do not consider whether it is on the transcendental level or not. Or there are some social strings attached to it, some profit, adoration and distinction motivations are there behind it. Prabhupada therefore created ISKCON to put up Nityam Bhagavata Seva, regulated. This ISKCON institution allows us to practice the regulated path of devotional service. So we may be benefited the way the Srimad Bhagavatam describes. So thank you very much. Anybody has any question?
Maharaja, you said that when you chant, you need to have an intention, and your intention is liberation. When you are chanting,
liberation is not the final destination, it's the threshold for transcendence.
So, but I was always told and heard that chanting is a service, so you should just do it as a service without any intention.
No, it's not intention. It comes on the way of its development, but without liberation, one cannot enter into the transcendental loving devotional service. Liberation comes as a byproduct. Devotee does not endeavor for liberation. And liberation is already, you know, standing at the gate, holding her hands in the prayer mood. Then, my dear sir, how can I serve you? The devotee says, sorry Mataji, no time. Let me perform devotional service. That is, liberation is nothing. When a devotee is serving the Lord, this is his natural occupation of the soul. So, he is rightly situated in his Swarupa. Is it not? Jivira Swarupa Hoir Krishnera Nityadas. And liberation means Hitva Anyatha Rupam Swarupena Vyavastiti. Giving up false designations and establish oneself in his natural constitutional position, which is nothing but servant of Krishna. So those who are serving Krishna wholeheartedly, not part-time, but regulated, you know, and try to connect all their activities in Krishna's service. Therefore, they set up altars at the place of work or works. Like household duties are there, job duties are there, carry small altar without fear. So your attention will go. You know. So liberation is not the motivation. Those who are trying for liberation, they are the munis. They do austerity just to get out from the bodily inconveniences. They do not work. They simply beg alms and live very peacefully with themselves and go through austere processes. That's only for liberation. But they do not have any further planning that what will they do after liberation. Liberation is not end. Even Jnanis have a destination of liberation in Brahmajyoti. But they don't know devotional service, so they come back and start working as philanthropists, social workers, like that. They end up, if they know about Lord Shri Krishna and choose to be servant, then such jnanis are very rare. They are called mahatmas. Bahunam janmanamante jnanavam mam prapadyate vasudevam sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. Out of many, many human births, a jnani, you know, when comes to conclusion that vasudevam sarvamiti, and therefore prapadyante, surrenders to him and takes up devotional service, then he is becoming mahatma. So here, satam are also called mahatmas, and other words are also used so many times in this particular two slokas. Mahat is the word for the great saintly persons, Bhagavatas, you know, the great devotees. So, there are so many verses in Srimad Bhagavatam which are repeatedly telling the same thing, or something that concerns about establishment of the Lord within their own heart. Many, many verses are there. And they are carrying the same meaning, but they have been told by different personalities because it's conclusive.
Regarding association with the pure devotees, it's very hard to guess in reality who is pure devotee. Or somebody, they might tend to be pure devotees, but their acts are different, what they are declaring themselves or what they are showing to others.
Yes. If you can't find, then you have to become one yourself. Because you aspire for pure devotion and association, and you should know at least what pure devotees mean. Why to look elsewhere rather than within one oneself? Therefore, one who is conversant with Srila Prabhupada's teachings, his fidelity and others, that is anticipated. If you desire, then you study and become pure and give your association. But the obligation still remains. Then you will realize, oh, others cannot become, so I cannot become. So you are nullifying your own desires. You are not supporting your own statements, it means. Therefore, we have to be very humble in this expression. You know. And our mentality should be like of a honeybee, rather than fly. sinner. Try to gather as much nectar as possible. Concentrate it. The effect will be there.
When you're talking about Shravanam being the most important and with the emphasis on perfecting the oral reception, particularly for that medium of hearing, and can you discuss the place then of when we're reading Srila Prabhupada's books and purports? Is that more related with Smaranam, or, and like last night, relating it back to, you talked a lot about Smaranam being essential, the most essential, because, you know, Sri Prahlad Maharaj exhibited his
perfection
in Smaranam.
Yes. But it begins with Shravanam. He heard from Narad Muni. Is it not?
Are we hearing when we read these books, when we're reading?
Yes.
That is not physically on reception.
Yes. Meditating is also like reverberations of what Srila Prabhupada speaking. Sometimes when we read, we hear Prabhupada also speaking the same. Is it not? Because we heard him in the lectures. So we read his books and it becomes very in tune. And hearing from the mouth of a pure devotee, thus becomes inspiring us, and try to grasp the meaning very constantly. We read over and over again, So all these things are coming through proper hearing, right? Only one who is able to hear properly can chant properly and can remember properly. So that's why in the entire processes of Navada Bhakti, hearing has been perfectly placed as number one. Those who are devotees and worshipping Lord Krishna, but they have never practiced hearing and chanting. That's useless. They will not progress. This is the dilemma for most of the Hindu families. Everyone has some kind of altar in their home. Everybody has even Laddu Gopal with them, but they never practice hearing and chanting. This is what happens in traditions where the foundation becomes corrupted. Hearing and chanting is the foundation, and it becomes corrupted. And they go for higher and higher thing. So the show remains, the foundation becomes, so corrupted that everything can collapse. Their material problems are continuous. This is the only medicine, Bhavarog. It should terminate all the problems, but it continues because hearing and chanting is poor. Very poor.
Maharaj, like your class yesterday, you see Guru Maharaj was asked by Krishna not to fight.
Not to fight.
And Arjuna was asked by Krishna to fight.
Yeah.
So in our day-to-day life, we have always had this kind of conflict, to do or not to do. Or if something happens, is that Krishna's intention or that's not Krishna's intention? So how do we know that?
Go through the Guru. He knows Krishna's intentions. Or he's supposed to know Krishna's intention. The thing is that Krishna is always in favor of the righteous and those who are carrying out his will. He is favorable regardless to the devotees. He is so partial, but he will declare that I am impartial. Samoham sarva bhuteshu na dveshti na priyosi. This is the general statement. But ye bhajanti tu mam bhaktya teshu api te chasvaham. I am not, favoring or disfavoring. There is nobody in general populace. But one who is a devotee, he is abided in me and therefore I will abide in him. Is this controversial? So, we have to know what is Krishna's favor. We remain on that side. We take the side of who Krishna favors. We take that side. Then we will be alright. So where there is Krishna, there will be always victory. Jayatam Panduputranam Yasyam Pakshe Janardana. Pandavas were victorious only because Krishna was on their side. And Krishna said, I am taking the side of devotees only. In material world, we are living in the world of duality. What is right, what is wrong. But both right and wrong, can you turn into devotional service? As a favor, a favorable thing, Guru must know how to guide you what can be turned as a favorable service and what cannot be turned. Isn't it? So, what to choose, what not to choose, Guru must know. What can be turned into devotional service? What actions cannot be turned into devotional service? So on that basis, all of your life will be saturated with favorable service to Anukulyena Krishna Anushilanam Bhakti Ruttama. That's
we very nicely explained how attentive chanting and attentive hearing has to be there. That it should sink in our heart. But is it not okay when initial stage of chanting or hearing, if our mind flickers and goes here and there, is it not okay to concentrate or meditate upon the forms of the Lord, rather than let mind go and dwell on some other objects and subjects?
The form is transcendental. What our eyes are seeing cannot perceive the transcendence unless they become transcendental eyes. Generally, transcendental eyes are in the heart rather than in our ocular cavity. So, we have to learn the art of seeing. And when we develop the devotional service in a progressive way, then that stage will be coming where you are supposed to see Krishna. But not in the initial stage, it is not recommended. Otherwise, we will enter into misconceptions.
Maharaj, we've seen some devotees, they said that, we have to chant 16 rounds and they can do anywhere they like at work or any other social place as well. And even while driving, they are chanting with a big bag. Is it okay to do that practice?
Well, it's always better to chant than not to chant, right? Because chanting itself is a perfect process. The power of the holy name itself is going to purify us. But in in a developing stage where through proper understanding and guidelines given, if we try to hear and perform that, we will be benefited. So regulative principles are there, you know. But if you want to encourage somebody to chant, okay, but how long? He has to be regulated. So regulative principles will apply later. Otherwise, why would Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say, Nama Nama Kari Bahudha Nija Sarva Shakti Tatrarpitam Niyamita Smaranena Kala Etadrashi Tava Kripa Bhagavan Mamapi Durdevi Vidrisham Ihajani Nanuraga. Because I am so unfortunate that I have no attraction for the holy name, even though there are no hard and fast rules for chanting the holy names. That all the potencies are invested in the holy name alone. But my misfortune is that I have no attraction for that. Therefore, chant somehow or another. Because we have full faith, not only faith, the nature of the transcendental name itself is the source of all inspiration and all the perfections. If you want to prove this, then be regulated. In regulations, then you will have to get guide. Yes.
Because there's no hard or fast rules for chanting, there's no rules or regulations for chanting on that level. But of course, when one takes initiation, there is regulations.
Yes.
What about, how do you balance that with when Prabhupada says, you know, milk touched by lip of serpent becomes poisonous, or in the second last sentence of this purport, the secret of success in the cultivation of Krishna consciousness is hearing from the right person?
Yes. It is important that the effect of the transcendence has to be conveyed through the medium of transcendence. An upstart cannot convey the transcendence. You know?
So if somebody is picking up, you know, somebody's chanting Hare Krishna, and that in itself is considered a yukatama, like, but still it depends on where they first heard or received, whether it's through some impersonal school where the conception is Krishna is from Sattva Guru in his body or like a root like that. So does that mean that there's no benefit from
the desired effect will not be there? Therefore, disciplic succession is a good parameter. You know, because we get the strength of the whole succession. If we follow and try to be so faithful to Srila Prabhupada and his instruction, then we will be able to do. Because there is the support from the whole disciplic succession is there. If there is no disciplic succession, and if somebody comes as a very charismatic, flamboyant, attractive kind of preacher, and people are easily duped by them, they have big following, may come from Mayavad or from even so-called pseudo-Vaishnavas, but they don't have any backing of the disciplic succession, and what is their value? Because the transcendence is conveyed through them, and if he falls, then we may anticipate the same result from him. Yeah. He is advancing. He may not have reached the perfection, but still he will be able to impart to the position of his advancement. Is it not? And that is a qualitative, you know, pure, qualitative pureness. While we don't have any guarantee or no backing, no warranty behind the so-called manufacturers of such or chanters of the same mantra.
Maturity to understand
Shastra said, according to Mariama stage, to see everyone equal, because Krishna is in everyone's heart. Sometimes in this process, you have been told that don't associate with non devotees. There are some senior devotees, junior devotees, always discriminate. So how can we develop some maturity to understand that?
Okay, you have the best opportunity. You are a pujari, right? And pujaris are given. So we have to increase the standard of worship. We have to develop more and more standard, because both external purity, internal purity, that has been a prerequisite to chant the mantras and keep the attention focused on the Supreme Transcendence only. Then and then the Paramatma will be realized through deity worship. That's corroborated by Kapil Dev to Devahuti also. And it is the process. That's why for Madhyam Adhikari they are given the opportunity to worship. Others do not. Yeah. You know? Others do not get the opportunity to worship. So we have to increase the standard. We have to develop more and more. It's not that our daily practice will automatically, you know, make us to the higher standard. No. We have to go by the guidelines. When we, are in a limited position, then for some time the limits are appreciated, but not all the times. We have to expand, because devotional service cannot stay stagnant. It will stink. Devotional service is transcendent, cannot stink. But the idea is that it is ever flowing, like Ganges water. Here it is said, the mellows are flowing, cannot be restrained. We have to increase the quality of devotional service.
Maharaj, in yesterday's class, you were saying that even Lakshmi don't dare to go and see Rashmi. Mother Lakshmi also can't to pacify her.
Right.
Lakshmi is very close to Narayan. So
right.
If you are very close to Narayan, you will be fearless too, because you are considered a devotee.
But she is chaste. And she was manifested in the churning of ocean. Is it not? So she is in the position here as a Devi goddess. Because she is very chaste, you know, she has right, you know, to check out the original form. Even Arjuna was disturbed to see Lord Krishna in Virata Rupa. That is not his original form. One has relationship with one particular form, not all the forms.
I've read in that purport where you were reading last night that in Lakshmi's case that she couldn't recognize her husband because she was inspired by Lila Shakti in that way not to recognize him as such, and therefore she was... she couldn't approach him. In Prabhupada's purport, she was inspired by Lila Shakti and her inability to recognize came from that inspiration.
Inability to recognize.
Yeah. It was the...
it in purport?
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it's in there. It's right at the beginning of probably the first couple of purports. Was it? You started from 3 or 4?
Mm. It's interesting. Because the demigods, they are on jiva tattva category. Lakshmi is shakti tattva. Transcendental, But now she is coming as a demigod, goddesses, you know. So, she is very chanchal also, restless. I cannot say this. She is a transcendental moiety of Lord Krishna, but in her pure form as Radharani. But as far as the demigods and goddesses at the same time, the subsequent of the saintly kings and rishis and all, the chastity was the topmost virtue for them. So, instantaneously she may not have recognized. Even Brahma told, go and pacify your husband. She didn't have faith on Brahma's words. Is it not? She didn't have faith in Brahma's words. Because the transcendental feature of the Lord is very pleasing. But here, in the form of Lord Narsingadeva, is so ferocious that he manifested appropriately for killing Hiranyakashipu. She failed to recognize that part. So, even though transcendental, but it is manifested in the material world. So it is so bewildering. Even ordinary transactions of transformation from subtle element to gross element, all the demigods are bewildered. Tejo vari mridam yathatrisago amrusha. Vinimayo amrusha. Vinimaya means transformation from air, fire comes, and from fire, water comes, and from water, earth comes. This kind of manifestations are also bewildering to demigods. They can't understand instantaneously. So, all of a sudden, from the pillar came half man, half lion, and there was a fight and this, and the Lord was so extraordinary that it happened exactly in the opposite way. Hiranyakashipu wanted to be immortal. Completely, all the benedictions that he got from Brahma to be immortal, they were satisfied, but still he was killed. So sometimes we cannot understand even one motion of the Lord, what to speak of this entire leela. It is so bewildering. It is achintya, inconceivable. For us, like tiny little souls, to understand one particular stationary form of the Lord in one mudra, you know, is difficult to understand, inconceivable. And we can, when we go to the deity, we imagine that Lord is smiling today, or oh, probably my day will be go better today. Is it not? But that is very superficial. How it is happening, but it nonetheless inspires the devotee. But when we try to meditate more and more on it, well, it's inconceivable. So, when the Lord is manifesting His Leela, how is it possible for us to understand? So, It is inconceivable. And Lord and his associates can simultaneously, you know, act. But to glorify Prahlad Maharaj as the purest devotee, and at the same time he is the head of all the demigods, you know, this significance is more important. Therefore, probably Vyasadeva wrote that she was Shankita. Because this is the verdict of Shastras. And one who has unflinching faith in Guru and Krishna, all the purports of all the Vedic knowledge will be revealed to him. So in the same way, Narad Muni taught and he was confirmed, and that's about it. And everything that happened was so transcendent, inconceivable. But this inconceivable potency we can see reflecting from Prahlad, a 5-year-old boy. You know? So that is more inspirational to achieve the favor of the Lord. Ranganath Prabhu was telling that I had a disciple who in Sydney, and they met a very horrible car accident. They lost a 4.5-year-old Gopika, and she was adorned by all the devotees like anything. Last Sunday, after about month and 10 days, she was cremated because they could not identify body and for grandmother who also passed away. Devotees really held a special ceremony for Gopika. You know, and she was glorified so much. She would sing Narsingha prayer. And so intensely, you know, the previous day she came simply to dance in front of the Lord. And everybody was so much amazed, you know. And she would always talk of Krishna. She would dress as her Lada Gopal, but at the same time, she has also conversation with her grandmother, because she would go and pick up from the school. About a week back, they were discussing, and she was looking in the sky, and said, and grandmother said, "Why are you looking in the sky?" "I see Krishna in the clouds, you know. And what is he doing?" "He says, playing flute. But he's also calling me to come and play with him." So, devotees always relish so much innocence of a devotee. Must have left from previous. Otherwise, how could a child can ever do a spontaneous loving exchange? You know, I gave about 6 or 7 classes very intensively on this subject matter, and I was always saying, we grown up have messed up our life like anything, that we require so much grueling exercise to purify ourselves, while an innocent child can easily go back home, back to God. I never heard in ISKCON for a child anybody would sing Jayanilo Premadana. It was a moving experience. But devotees did it. I gave a sermon in Nitin's home, my disciple's home, I simply translated. I could not sing, but the devotees did. You know, it is unprecedented that for a small child anybody sing Jayanilo Premadana. I never heard, not in my experience. Only a sannyasi or somebody you know, passes of a that they might have son, but not for a child, a 4.5-year-old. She didn't accumulate any karma, no entanglement. She was totally dependent, you know, but she was free to express her emotions to Krishna. That is worthwhile and educating, you know, for us. At what extent can we bring that kind of innocence and interact with Krishna? No, no, we have been spoiled. Watch out. We have to be cleansed thoroughly. So, this is quite educating. Right. Jai Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki.